a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, back at it we go for the B Block in today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation that is sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, then go guided with Colette and enjoy your destination without all the stress of making travel plans. If you have your heart set on visiting Europe or Canada, wandering a rainforest in Costa Rica, experiencing a tea ceremony in Japan, or many other travel opportunities, Colette's going to make sure you see the sights you want to see while experiencing the unexpected.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, and what we like, ample free time so you can do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more info or to book your travels or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Show friend Robert Gallagher is the Chief Operating Officer for AIG Travel, who you all know through this show as travelguard.com/carry. He first joined us on air over 5 years ago during our April 6, 2019 live broadcast, and today he's returning for his fifth appearance with us. We hear from our listeners with regularity about travel insurance, so for this 10-minute segment of the show, we're going to get some specifics to help protect your future travels. Off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go as Robert joins us now for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Robert, it is great to have you back on the program today. Say hello to America and all the listeners we have tuned in on the 575-plus stations across the USA.
Hello, America, and all your listeners, Robert and Mary. It's great to be back with you once again.
Great having you back here.
And welcome home. You are the two of you have been traveling.
Well, we've been earning the frequent flyer miles.
Thank you, Robert.
Listen, that and walking, all no questions. So, all right, so listen, as you just referred to, so Mary and I, we are back just from 3+ weeks of travel to Europe, the two big Let's Go America tour events in London and the United Kingdom, and we had the three live remotes of the show from over there. So the past 2 weeks, we were with another show partner in Seabourn for a 14-day expedition cruise around the British Isles, and we had a stop in Ireland before spending a number of days in Scotland. As we got to know a number of the travelers on the ship, we asked them various questions, and one of them was, did they have travel insurance? Many did not, Robert, as they thought it was an expense that they could do without. That always surprises us. We certainly educated them on its importance. I've seen stats that say about 40% of travelers buy travel insurance regularly, about 50% or so buy it only when traveling outside the U.S. So let's start with you tackling the notion that travel insurance is too expensive, and then share a few reasons why you feel it's important to have when you're traveling, especially outside the U.S.
So in terms of price, Robert, it really is not so much a matter of travel insurance being expensive. I think it's more of the trip in and of itself, or trips in and of themselves are more expensive. And it comes down to a value decision in terms of whether or not a traveler wants to pay more for the trip by adding on the cost of travel insurance. And that comes at the expense of not thinking about what the value of travel insurance and what might happen, while you're traveling, and planning for the unexpected and what can be, either a complex or very expensive situation should an illness or an accident occur. So I really think it is more, not so much the price of travel insurance, but the price of the overall trip, and not recognizing the need or the value of travel insurance, anything unexpected happen during the trip.
Robert, beyond the different levels of travel insurance that are available for travelers, I do want to touch on bundles with you. We only briefly touched upon this with you last time you were on the show, because they're really interesting options for travelers. And in terms of the various benefits they provide, you certainly offer a lot of different bundles, from weddings to pets to adventure and sports travel. So just touch on that for us.
Sure, Mary. So, we offer three core products, Essential, Preferred, and Deluxe. And then as far as Preferred and Deluxe are concerned, they include comprehensive coverage that you would expect from travel insurance. But as we know, as time goes on, trips become more personal, more experiential, and more unique. And so what we do is offer given the uniqueness of travelers and their trips, we offer bundles that are options to purchase with you know, your core travel insurance product. Pet bundle, you know, for example, is a daily benefit for boarding and medical expense coverage for illness or injury of your dog, cat, or service animal while traveling. And that includes coverage for trip cancellation or interruption if your pet is in critical condition or dies within 7 days prior to the departure date. That has become, a very popular benefit. A wedding bundle is another one where, you know, destination weddings are very popular these days. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm headed to a destination wedding in Spain later this year. But a wedding bundle is trip cancellation due to wedding cancellation, and that's not because the bride or groom changed their mind. but if in the event there something happens to the wedding and it's canceled, then you have coverage. You have trip cancellation coverage for that. The last one I would mention, although there are, I think we have upwards of 10 to 12 bundles that you can purchase, is Name Your Family Bundle, which includes one person to be deemed as a family member for the purpose of family member-related unforeseen event coverage, right? So where it's not necessarily an immediate family member per se, you can actually name your family member. And beyond that, then there is Security Bundle, Adventure Sports, Travel and Convenience, which is really payment for closed transactions or rental home lockout or credit card debt cancellation, et cetera. So in addition to the core products,
right.
And this information is available certainly at TravelGuard.com, there are all of these bundles that can be added to your coverage as options.
All right. So to build on that, there's no question that we're seeing an increase towards what I'll call remote or less crowded destinations. People want personalized travel itineraries, experiences that are curated for them. That has to translate to an increase in demand in what I'll call adaptable coverage options, at least in terms of travel insurance, especially when the world is as volatile as it is currently, with security in some destinations being, let's just be honest, uncertain at best these days. Thoughts?
Certainly. And I think the bundles actually apply more so to, to the uniqueness of certain trips. You know, our coverage is, again, pointing to the core products in particular, our coverage is our destination agnostic. But I will say that it goes beyond the coverage and it goes to assistance services. For example, the more remote you go, you're going to want to make sure that you have, the resources available. And when I say resources available, by way of purchasing a travel insurance policy, whereby if you are one of our policy holders and something should happen in these unique and remote destinations, that you have a support system that you can rely on, to get you out of trouble, so to speak, or help you with with an extremely difficult circumstance. So it really is all about the assistance services in traveling to these unique and remote destinations, more so than the coverage, which the coverage is fairly broad and again, as I said, destination agnostic.
So let's talk about something else. We're going to talk about cruises and tour operators for a minute. We just mentioned Colette to begin this segment. They're another key show partner. We have a longstanding relationship with Seabourn and Alma Waterways, now also Scenic and Emerald. So when booking travel with any of these companies or many other travel companies that are out there or travel agents, even the OTAs, travelers can certainly get travel insurance through them. We always tell our show fans who ask that they're often going to get a much better price and coverage customized for their particular needs if they simply book at TravelGuard.com/carry. So, you can talk about why buying direct is always the best option to get that individualized protection. I will put it that way, and how it can also help if or when something goes awry. So what do you say on that, Robert?
Sure. I would say buying direct is an option. And it really goes back to we're a highly intermediated company. We distribute through all channels. We have, various programs with a number of partners. And it really is a matter of comes back to the policyholder making sure that they've looked at the products that are available through whatever channel and making a decision relative to their needs, their travel needs, their type of trip, and making sure they've got the right coverage, and then ultimately making a determination that they've got the right coverage at the right price.
So, Robert, we're going to have to leave it there for today, not to cut you off, but we really are. Okay. We got the hard clock, but that means you're going to come back for the sixth time. We'll finish that conversation. Again, very nice to connect with you today. Okay?
We burned up 9 minutes there, did we?
We did.
We did. Okay. Robert, thanks. Give our best to Jeff Rond and the team. Enjoy the weekend.
We sure will, Mary. Thanks. And always good speaking with you and Robert. And thank you so much. Take good care.
Yeah, you too.
Take care as well. Really appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Robert, Mary, and folks. I'm just going to tell you, listen, we bought our policy for the 3+ weeks of travel that we just completed. It was a little over $500. It was about $166 a week. So it is very affordable and something you should have. So travelguard.com/Gary, folks. We are going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Still ahead this hour is the Destination Spotlight as we take you to Louisville on this Kentucky Derby Saturday. The NCF is coming up at the start of hour two. We'll take you back to London to talk Red Carnation Hotels with their CEO, Jonathan Raggett. Plus, we'll also share some deals of the week and a lot more. There are still 90 minutes of the show to go. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.